So my Christmas memories all kind of smash together. They all kind of blend, like the smells of caramel corn and these fudge-covered brownies that my mom makes every year to give away as presents. The sparkly cards rolling in, everyone else trying to get rid of them, me saving every last one, even if they're from the bank. And then before you knew it, it was Christmas Eve. We would eat turtles. No, not the animal or the chocolate patty, but French bread baked with a thin layer of crab and a hefty layer of cheeses, usually involving Colby Jack and Pepper Jack. We were a bit too broke for this when I was really little, but it started up again when I was a teenager, and we've been doing it ever since. We would also go to my Aunt Ellie's house, where we exchanged early gifts with my cousins. It used to be only one present, but as we got older, much like everything else, the rules kind of relaxed, and we opened everything. At some point, we'd eat too much, usually the crescent rolls, and wait for the song. You see, Ellie's plates have the 12 days of Christmas on them, and of course, there may be one or two at the table who are too cool to sing or don't want to participate, but they are forced. My father, who distinctly disliked the whole event, could be heard in monotone. 5 golden rings. Then, of course, we would go home and fight about whether to leave the Christmas lights on the tree. My father was paranoid that it would burn down the house, even though they were the newer bulbs that don't get too hot, and he meticulously watered the tree. My sister, mother, and I usually won out after the yelling match, and the tree lights were left on. But then came Christmas Day. When we were little, we'd get up and my father would move at a mind-numbingly glacial pace that nearly sent my sister and I over the edge. My mother tried to keep us sane by allowing us to open Christmas cards and dig through the stockings, but when we were just about ready to burst, my father would come downstairs taking his dear sweet time. Sometimes we were supposed to eat breakfast first, but usually that didn't happen. And we'd tear into the boxes and Christmas bags. Well, tear isn't really the right word. We still wanted to reuse those bags and bows again. I usually handed out the presents because I was the youngest and the least patient. Still am. And in the end, somehow, my parents always scraped together enough to get us exactly what we asked for. Like, no matter the price. Even when I was little, I realized that it was a really big deal that they actually got me my own little TV with a VHS player. I never asked for something that big again, because I felt terrible. But after everything was open, my dad would start putting together the big presents, like a grill or a new chair, taking them out to his shop next door. He was a mechanic, while the rest of us started playing with whatever we got. I would usually read whatever nerdy book I asked for, and we would watch whatever movie my mom put in our stockings. One Christmas night, I vividly remember laying on the weird gold-brown carpet at the landing at the top of the stairs. I was probably going through maybe the 20th time listening to my brand new tape in my Walkman. It was Now That's What I Call Music 6, colloquially called Now 6. Singing Backstreet Boys and blasting Destiny's Child and U2, I fell asleep, not questioning what was going to happen next or caring what I had to do the next day or all of the wrapping paper we still had to clean up. You know, I miss those moments. They're pretty rare as an adult. But I hope many of you are able to experience them again this year. Happy holidays, everyone.